This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone.
Well, not Scott.
Born by God's dear.
No one's ever made that mistake. But Kevin Flynn here. Scotty's got the day off. A bit of a road trip, business trip deal today. And so it's just you and I. We're glad you're here. How are you? Happy Friday. We're at 7 past the hour. We got an action-packed hour for you here on What's on Your Mind. Heading into the final weekend of August. It's just weird. Again, Labor Day is a week from this weekend now. We're almost on to Labor Day. Can't believe it. But nonetheless, it's here. We got to start talking about fall and the W season that's coming. And yeah, it's all on the way. I'll tell you that. But we don't have to talk about it. I'm a kicking and screaming guy into the W season. Just saying. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at UMary. Boy, I've got a couple of young friends, friends of my son. They're out at UMary, and man, do they love it! It is such a beautiful campus. It's such a great institution, a great place. And your education, you know, kind of meant to prepare you for more. Okay, then, and it's more than just the next step in your career or the next corporate, you know, whatever deal. It's meant to equip your life, fulfilling, meaningful life. University of Mary's flexible, affordable degree programs combine world-class career prep with the values-based life formation that help you unlock your fullest potential, period. Everything, potential, personal, professional. Now, rise to your calling, the University of Mary. You were made for more. Start today, online.umary.edu. umary.edu. Super easy online. Can't say enough about it. Boy, I just can't believe how beautiful that campus is. It is a nice place to go. And so I understand that the round-the-clock dining is quite popular, too. All right. We're going to kind of spend this hour talking a bit about energy, the fact that we have it. More to the fact that we are being hamstringed and handcuffed to access it and benefit from it. Later on, bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to George David Banks, who's working on a project for legislation Senator Kramer's working on. We'll provide additional info about the Prove It Act and what that's all about. And basically, that's that if you're going to cancel pipelines and shut down industries, you have to, and claim it's all to save the earth. Climate change, blah, blah. You have to prove it, to actually prove it beyond a shadow of a doubt. So we'll talk about that coming up. Right now, great friend of the show, friend of ours, former North Dakota Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford is on, and they're going to talk about a big deal for the future of oil and gas in North Dakota and what it means to the taxpayers if you are a North Dakota resident. Brent, as you know, I'm a Minnesota resident. I have all sorts of problems on my side of the Red River. But how are you, sir? Welcome back.
Doing great, Kevin. Glad to be here. Oh, just getting back into that end of summer season. Kids are in school. Football, volleyball coming my way. It is amazing.
Yeah.
How fast the summer went.
Last so how's here we are. How's life back in the private sector, buddy?
It's interesting to be able to focus on projects and not have 20 things at once on your plate and not have appointments every day and your Zoom calls and your physical appointments in person, giving speeches all day long. I tell you, you got to come down from that. And it's been very interesting to be able to focus on solutions.
Yeah.
And you can probably imagine I'm doing that for the energy industry, a couple different projects and having a good time doing that, a few boards that I'm on, it's been great.
Do you miss it at all though? the LG.
There's always parts that you miss, you know, like being with people, you know, going out and in all corners of the state. And
of course,
when people are excited about a project that's going well and they invite the governor's office and you're the one that represents, I mean, that's
awesome.
Something where I've been used to that for 17 years, you know, so it's different, you know, just being with the project developers and the company leaders that are planning these projects. And, you know, back in kind of more like when I was in my 20s working in a consulting firm. And I miss the people, you know, but it's something where there's always opportunities for that.
Well, you know, you get to know the players. Spent a lot of years. I mean, that's boots on the ground kind of thing. I mean, there's got to be some treasured memories from those years and a lot of friendships made and relationships solidified over those years.
Absolutely. And that's why the projects are coming. I mean, there's areas to help, you know, helping in the oil industry with workforce, helping in the utility coal side of the industry for the energy side of generating power and helping a couple projects there. And having those contacts is how you get into projects to be able to help out and see if we can move the ball on some of these issues. So, yeah, it's all good.
Well, your former boss, I think, is, other than blowing his Achilles, playing a pickup basketball game at Marquette, for crying out loud. Dude, find a treadmill, for crying out loud. I mean, you know, did you just find a stationary bike or a Stairmaster? But God bless him. I mean, from what I understand, he went with over-the-counter meds to pull the debate off, and he was on his feet, I guess, longer at the after-gathering than he was during the debate. But, man, saddle up, I thought. That's a cowboy mentality right there. You guys did a lot together. One thing that he's been saying, and we're going to talk about this big project coming up too, Brent, that he's been talking about LNG, liquefied natural gas, and the one thing that stuck in my head as far as being a fan of North Dakota and obviously the Bakken, obviously that sweet crude, all of the things that have been, you know, cut down by this clown show of an administration. But the fact that North Dakota is sitting on this massive amount of liquid natural gas and you can't get a pipeline through any of the western states to get it to the Pacific Ocean where we could get it on ships and actually sell it and make a lot of money. And it's mind-boggling to me that California, Oregon, Wisconsin, or Washington can stand in the way of something like that, but here North Dakota sits with their hands tied.
Yeah, and they don't even buy it themselves. I mean, Doug is spot on his energy points. I mean, tying it together with how do you get lower gasoline prices, which then lead to lower transportation prices and less inflation and all that we enjoyed during the energy dominance, the Trump administration, and then tying that energy dominance to national security with what's happening with Russia being able to do what they want, with no check on them. And then he gets into what Harold Hamm is really good at explaining and does so well in his new book, Game Changer, which we all should buy and read, by the way. It's amazing. But LNG, selling LNG around the world is creating stability for those countries where they don't have to go to hostile regimes. They don't have to go to Russia. They don't have to buy from the Persian Gulf. They can buy LNG from here. And Harold goes into his book talking about the reduction of CO2 emissions, the reduction of emissions. And so Doug is right on. He's learned so much from the governor's chair, learning from the entrepreneurs like Harold that we have here. He's bringing it. And, you know, people ask, you know, why is he not attacking the other candidates? Why is he just sticking to his point? If you notice, he's staying incredibly disciplined so people will know who he is and what he's bringing. And he's trying to appeal to people that want solutions and not just want infighting. And, you know, so there's who knows how this is going to work? I mean, in a primary, there's a certain amount of battling that needs to happen. And I'm guessing that as the crowd starts to thin, I mean, that's going to have to become part of the strategy. But no, it's been exciting to watch and get our word out from what happens here in North Dakota and the solutions we have.
Well, I just, when you talk about the LNG conversation alone, and you talk about stabilizations and the ability to, enrich our country, it's just mind-boggling that we're not. But there is some light, let's just say. There is some light at the end of the tunnel. You're involved, and the reason we want to talk today is this $7 billion deal. Now, as I understand it, I did a little reading yesterday and some today about it. We've got Energy Transfer over here. You've got the Dakota Access Pipeline, the developer, correct? And then Crestwood are the three players. First, who I know Energy Transfer and the DAPL developer. Who is Crestwood? What do they do?
So Crestwood is a large midstream provider in the Bakken. Midstream are those that run the pipes basically in between the wells. And so midstream companies maybe run oil through the pipes, or they maybe run natural gas through the pipes. And so,
all right.
So Energy Trading Partners, ETP, Energy Transfer Partners, I mean, they own the DAPL. And so they're running oil through that system. Crestwood is mainly involved with natural gas, but they also have some saltwater lines coming off of the reservation. I mean, they purchased a company called Arrow that was running, in one trench, they would run saltwater back, produce water back from wells, plus natural gas from the wells, plus oil from the wells. And so they took trucks off the road early on before the highway was built out up west. And so Crestwood runs the pipeline infrastructure. They purchased the midstream businesses of Oasis before they merged in with Whiting to become Chord.
Okay, hold on, Brett. Hang on. We're up against a break here, but I know we got you for another segment. We'll finish talking about Crestwood and just see how this is all coming together and what it means for North Dakota next on What's on Your Mind.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It is Friday. Happy last weekend, last full weekend of August. We're crying out loud. Can't believe it's flying by, but here we are. Staring football and bonfires and, yeah, all that activity and hunting season's coming. Yeah, Labor Day is a week from this weekend. Scott Hennen is off today. Kevin Flynn filling in. Thanks for being here. We're brought to you by our friends at Pucklich in Valley City. They say you drive, we'll ride with you. That means is that when you do business with Pucklich, when you leave, okay, when you're done with the getting your great deal on a certified pre-owned, whatever, you're not just gone. You have a long tradition of the Pucklich family behind you when you head out. And there's all kinds of incentive money. There's still some rates, in fact, well-qualified buyers on a number of vehicles at 0.9%, 1.9% on different GMC models. So, and an amazing right now, and some great cash allowances, too. They're getting ready for the 2024s. But amazing certified pre-owned selection, too. The inventory was down a lot, but they've really built it back nicely. Say hi to Steve and the team when you stop in. Valley City, 721 West Main Avenue, West Main Street in Valley. 721 West Main. Call ahead. If you got any questions, 701-845-3071. Or you can go online at PucklichValleyCity.com. You can do it all from your dining room table there. If you like, schedule service. You can get instant trade offers. Shop the pre-owned, shop the new. Do all of that. You can even build the vehicle of your dreams and price it out right there on the website, too, PucklichValleyCity.com. We're talking with former North Dakota Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. We're talking about this new deal. It's kind of a trifecta. Between Energy Transfer and the Dakota Access Pipeline developer and this Crestwood company. Brent, you were talking about Crestwood and who they are and what they bring to this deal. And then we're going to talk about what's the $7 billion. I guess the next question is, what is the deal?
Energy Transfer is buying Crestwood Equity Partners for $7 billion. So that shows the value that they've created with the midstream assets that they run in the Bakken. And Energy Transfer, as you're pointing out, is the owner of the major partner in the DAPL pipeline. And as I'm sure Scott keeps bringing up, the fact that the EIS is being reconsidered and they're actually operating without a permit, frankly, for the Dakota Access Pipeline now, which has been in operations for, I'm assuming, close to 7 years. I mean, six for sure. Probably not seven. I mean, it was because we inherited the protests, obviously, so pushing 6 years of operation, if not more. And, and then the government pulls the permit. It would be a shocking, shocking development for an infrastructure company to have their asset closed after that many years of operation when they built with the permit in the first place. But the EIS, the Environmental Impact Statement, was questioned by this administration, and it was pulled, and they're reconsidering. And so this transaction, I don't know this for sure, but owning more pipes in the ground in North Dakota might not be a bad strategy if all of a sudden you have that threat in front of you, because over half of our oil stays through the Dakota Access Pipeline. It would be devastating. It'd be a devastating number of what our oil production would have to go down to, and then all of a sudden it comes through in all the places where people are used to spending the money from that stream of oil revenues.
I see.
Through all of our government. So it would be a cataclysm. And with what's happening today with our justice system, with what's happening to the former president just yesterday, I mean, we probably can't assume anything will happen here. So this might be a bit of a plan B, but it's a large acquisition. It shows the system that Crestwood has put into place, and now Energy Transfer will be a that much bigger player in our state.
So consolidation like this is a good thing for the future, in your humble
it's good and bad. It shows commitment from larger entities, to invest more here. A few months back, the acquisition happened where Denbury Resources was purchased by ExxonMobil, and they're mainly operating the new CO2 enhanced oil recovery project down by Bowman, where they're bringing CO2 into their own pipe 500 miles from Wyoming and pressuring up the old formation by Bowman, North Dakota area. And they proved the project. They'll be ready to start flowing oil soon. And so after proving up that project, ExxonMobil came in and purchased the company for $4.9 billion. So the larger companies are out there looking for deals, looking for proven projects that the permitting's already been gone through, the proof of the concept's already been gone through. The bad thing about it, if there is one, the negative thing about this is that the local communities, the trade organizations, the local economic developers get used to these community partners, the smaller companies. And then as you get bigger and bigger and bigger, then a lot of that decision making is not local. So you end up with less community partners out there. And from employee standpoint, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. When you go from a smaller company where the decisions can be made more locally to decision making in Houston or Denver like that, you know, so
right.
it's a good and a bad. And the highest level view of it, I would say, is that it shows commitment from these larger players,
right,
that have holdings all over the world, and they're choosing to spend billions buying proven projects in North Dakota.
I guess that gives me hope. I mean, commitment is hope. I mean, because the big question mark of the gray cloud, a dark cloud that hangs over all that is, you know, like a guy like Kevin O'Leary's going around saying, hey, I'm going to put a bunch of money in North Dakota because the world needs fossil fuels. The world needs this energy. And he's got other states that are literally uninvestable. You know, North Dakota is on the upside of that for sure.
Yep, they're investing here, billions. And Crestwood also owns a lot of natural gas plants. And I say a lot. I don't know exactly how many. One Oak owns the most, but Crestwood controls actual natural gas processing plants. And there's a ton of interest in those for sustainable aviation fuel at this point, looking for other alternatives.
Right.
Carbon capture projects in the natural gas space. If you could ship LNG to Europe and say that your carbon score is zero on that, you just think how much they would buy, and they'd give us a lot more money for it, even though they probably shouldn't. You know, but that's
exactly
the type of decisions that are being made. You know, it's business decisions, and you actually can still invest money here and can still bring product to market from here.
Amen. Let's have all the more the better. Talking with the North Dakota former Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford about this $7 billion deal between Energy Transfer, Dakota Access Pipeline, the developer, and Crestwood, which really expands and gives options other than the one pipeline. We just had the Americans for Prosperity folks in earlier today. They're meeting out with Kramer out in Scranton at they're calling it the Boneyard on Monday. And I want to give a shout out to them. They're going to gather out there and just show all the stuff that's just still laying around now from the cancellation of the Keystone and how terrible it is. And now they filed, apparently the pipe that they use now is all of a sudden it's outdated and they can't use it because it's not good enough. Oh, great.
Wow. I mean, how many more hurdles can you have for that project? And just think if when the prices of oil were at over $100 and people were stressed about it and we couldn't quite push the production up high enough to bring it into that comfort zone. Like, you know, where we are today at the $80 point, you don't hear as much squabbling about oil prices and gasoline prices, but we couldn't bring the Canadian crude down in the quantities needed because of what? Because of Biden canceling the Keystone again.
What a
travesty. They've been our partner.
All right. Brent, we got to wrap it up, brother. Always good to talk to you. Brent Sanford, former North Dakota Lieutenant Governor. Keep up the great work.
20-year anniversary. With over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen-size MyPillows, regular price $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio square to get Mike's amazing offer on queen-size MyPillows for $19.98. Or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott. In addition to this special anniversary offer on MyPillows, you'll also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott to take advantage of Mike's special offer on MyPillows. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028.
USA News Update. Donald Trump surrendering to authorities in Georgia yesterday after being indicted for his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. The former president had his mugshot taken upon arrival at the Fulton County Jail and was released on $200,000 bond. He later posted his mugshot on Truth Social and is now selling T-shirts with that picture and the caption, Never Surrender. Nearly 700,000 homes and businesses in Michigan and Ohio are without power after severe thunderstorms slammed the region. The Maui government suing a utility company for allegedly sparking the deadly Lahaina wildfire. That lawsuit filed yesterday claims Hawaiian Electric Company kept their power lines energized earlier this month despite wind and fire warnings from forecasters. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I think we're getting it figured out here. All right. Welcome back. What's on your mind? Kevin Flynn in for Scott Henin. Having some timing issues here, but it is what it is, right? Had a great, really enjoyed the conversation with Brent Sanford. It's nice to hear that you, when he talks about commitment, a $7 billion commitment to the Bakken. For me, that's some hope that the people with money are saying, okay, yeah, we'll stay in here. We'll stay in this game. And guys like Kevin O'Leary are saying the same thing about North Dakota. So fingers crossed we can get some sanity back in the, back in some adults back in charge, and we can start becoming a little more energy independent again. That would be, if we could do that, that'd be super, wouldn't it? That'd be great. That'd be just great. Hey, we always want to make you a little hungry. If you're in the neighborhood, pull into a PetroServe USA. Cool thing about PetroServe is they do scratch cooking there. Scott always says home cooking, grab and go convenience, which means you get a to-go deal. And whatever you're down, I always, like when they do tater tot hot dish, the roasted chicken is fantastic in Glendon. That's my spot because it's on my commute. But if you're in around West Main and Fargo today, they're doing scalloped potatoes and ham or the chicken tenders. Sweet and sour chicken, they kill that at 12th Avenue. NP Avenue's got tater tot hot dish. Yes. The Taco Mac is really good in Glendon. Mac and cheese with the taco meatballs in Yulin, and they're going to do meatball subs on 45th today. So there's always, if the specials don't interest you, there's always great fallbacks, the four for deal and all sorts of options. They have great little chicken tenders, and the potato wedges are delish too. And they're hiring, by the way. PetroServeUSA.com. And if you're in or around Harwood this weekend, today, tomorrow, and Sunday, 8 to 8, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., free car wash is going down. So north on I-29, Harwood, the nice location there, they're doing free car washes. Tell them we said hey when you go in. We're going to talk, we've been kind of focusing on energy and the development of it in North Dakota this hour. Brent Sanford talking about this $7 billion deal with Energy Transfer acquiring Crestwood to expand the pipeline, their liquid natural gas, etc. Gives you a lot of hope. George David Banks is working on a project for legislation with the Senator Kramer in North Dakota that'll provide, and he's going to give us information on the Prove It Act and what's that all about. And George David Banks, economist, political analyst, policy advocate, a nice resume, chief strategist for the Republican side of the House Select Committee on Climate Crisis. George, welcome. How are you, sir? Always here. I got always there. There we go. How are you? There we go.
Enjoying you guys.
Now I can hear
there you.
There
you are.
There you are. Where are we finding you this morning?
It's great to join you. You know, look, I mean, I love that tater tot dish. I'm out in D.C., but I don't know if I can order it.
I could, yeah, well, tell you what, you make a visit, we'll hook you up with some killer tater tot hot dish, my friend. When you're in Fargo, all right, listen, we'll go out for supper and we'll just have a great time. Yeah. Let's talk about I love the name of this, the Prove It Act, because, and I'll give you my 10 cents. I'm sure everybody does with you on the climate crisis and climate change. I think 1,000% that the climate is changing. It's been changing on this rock for billions of years. It's going to change again. It's going to continue to change. And unless somebody has a plan to turn down the sun, we're going to keep melting stuff. And, you know, basically, I mean, for the most part, I mean, I'm talking tens of thousands of years, not 200 years of record keeping. But that's just me. And I do believe where I'm sitting right now in Fargo, George, is that I'm sitting on top of what used to be about a 500-foot deep ice shield, ice glacier that was right here about 15,000 years ago. So climate change is real. Can we stop or do anything about it? I don't know, but I don't think China cares or anybody else that's India, any of them care. But talk about this Prove It Act. Let's get into this.
Well, and by the way, let's circle back to the China stuff a bit later. But yeah, let's talk about the Prove It Act. So the reason why it's so important and necessary is because we need our own mask, okay, to protect U.S. commercial interests. And what the Prove It Act would do, it would essentially measure the carbon content of different products across a lot of different sectors. I think there's a couple of dozen products that they're looking at, but it's not some kind of nefarious, you know, reason here. I mean, we've had some people who have, I don't know, they're a little concerned about the emission of carbon, but right. What's happening in reality, whether we like it or not, is that you've got these other economies and the Europeans in particular who are moving forward with a policy that would tax the carbon content of U.S. products and other foreign imports, of course, and where Senator Cramer is, and look, I mean, and I totally agree with this, is that we don't want the Europeans or any other country doing our math for us because they'll cheat and they'll treat us unfairly. So, for example, I don't know if you remember, but back in 2020, and we've got experience with this, back in 2020, the French government canceled a contract between a U.S. natural gas exporter and a French state-owned utility because, well, they argue that U.S. gas was dirtier than its competitors, including Russia. Now, look, we know this is blatantly false, right? Blatantly false.
Right.
And, you know, the Trump Department of Energy published a report in 2019 that showed Russian gas pipeline to Europe was at least 40% dirtier than U.S. natural gas exported by ship from the Gulf. Now, of course, the French relied, and this will not shock you, I guarantee you. The French relied on an environmental NGO's data that was probably provided by Russia. So Senator Cramer complained directly to French President Macron and laid out a pretty persuasive argument. Well, the French eventually cleared that contract, but the bottom line is that we got to have our own math to protect our interests, plain and simple.
Well, I know one person that might disagree with you.
How dare you?
There she is, right there. Uh-huh. Greta. here's the thing. There's so many. That's the problem with the whole climate argument, in my estimation, is that there are so many differing opinions, like mine. Mine is like the one, I think it was a TED Talk I saw, was where they just talked about if we all went back to walking and horse and buggies today, you still can't turn down the big nuclear reactor in the sky. And it's the sun's going to keep doing what the sun has done for millennia, and that's melt this rock every time it freezes, like, you know, five or six times over its history that we know of. So and there's so many differing opinions on it, so when you can't bring a consensus, you need to prove it. If you're going to hamstring industries and put people out of work, I love the fact that it's called the Prove It Act. You're going to need to prove it to us. Without a doubt, before we do any of that. Fair enough.
Well, look, I mean, put the science aside because, you know, I like to really focus on how do we protect U.S. commercial interests? How do we protect our constituencies? And I'm talking about Republican constituencies,
right?
You know, in the middle of the country, whether they're farmers or manufacturers or fossil fuel or natural resource folks, you know, how do we protect you from climate policy that are detrimental to U.S. economic and national security, right?
Right.
And look, I mean, we know, and again, regardless of how we feel about the science, Democrats and, you know, and this present administration, they're tabling policies that are a liability that would harm U.S. economic interests. So that's a whole, brother, that's a whole other discussion that we can have on this. But, you know, China, look, and you're totally right. I don't think China really cares about climate change.
No.
Not at all, right? And, I mean, look, they're looking at, they have a nefarious reason here, if we talk about, you know, motives. I mean, they are pursuing an industrial policy, and they pursue trade practices that are predatory. They use their poor labor record. They use their poor environmental standards as a competitive advantage against the U.S. in trade. And I think, my opinion, and I would say this would be the case for, you know, Senator Cramer and his folks and people who think like him, is that, look, you know, we need to hold them accountable. We can't let them use their poor record, whether it's in labor or environment, right, as a competitive advantage against the U.S. We got to protect our own interests.
Amen. We're talking with David Banks, who's a economist, political analyst. He's working on this Prove It Act. Senator Cramer, we're trying to get the legislation through on this. I tell you, the more you hear about, and they keep piling on. We're just talking with a former North Dakota lieutenant governor last half hour about the Keystone XL pipeline, for example, that they literally first day in office, he signed the executive order and canceled that. They're actually having a gathering down there Monday among all the pipeline parts and the boneyard that's laying down there because they're not doing anything on it. But yet, we are seeing investments in North Dakota. We just talked about there's a big energy transfer is purchasing a big pipeline company. So there's $7 billion investment coming to North Dakota. So I think we talked about commitment and hope. It seemed that gives us a little bit of that, David, an investment like that.
Yes. Well, look, I mean, we all know, I mean, we live in reality, right? And we know that the world is going to need, access to fossil fuels, right? To affordable, reliable energy, for the foreseeable future. And this whole idea of this energy or clean energy transition that's going to somehow displace fossil fuels, I mean, that's just totally based in fantasy. We know this. But we have to protect our interests. And we have to make sure that our investors have an investment climate that remains friendly to them, right? Look, we know that, you know, folks out on Wall Street, you know, and the environmentalists, they want to shut down U.S. fossil fuels.
Yeah.
They will literally argue that the answer to addressing global climate change is to keep U.S. fossil fuels in the ground. But the opposite is actually true, right? U.S. fossil fuels are much cleaner than many of our competitors. So, I mean, why would we keep our fossil fuels in the ground while dirtier producers keep supplying those to the world's market?
That's what exactly. Have you got a little time? Can you hang out for one more quick segment?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, David Banks. We're chatting with David. David's a former senior advisor on international affairs and climate change for President George Dub. Long list, very credible. We're just talking about the Prove It Act when it comes to industry and the climate agenda on What's On Your Mind.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming August auctions include 691 acres of cropland and grassland in Kitson and Marshall counties in Minnesota, 630 acres of cropland and pastureland in Ward County near Minot, 160 acres of excellent cropland in Wells County, 170 acres of crop, pasture, and development land in Grand Forks County, and the Blana Equipment Auction near Carrington, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's on your mind? Friday edition. Kevin Flynn sitting in for Scott Hennin today, back on Monday. And ready for a good weekend. The last full weekend of August, my friend. Glad you're here. Glad you're hanging out. Thanks for all the texts. I want to get caught up quick on the texts. So we got David Banks for just one more quick segment. And I want to wrap up, and then we'll get on the text. We're talking about the Prove It Act that he's working on with Senator Cramer when it comes to climate versus industry, I guess, is climate versus trade versus, you know, prosperity, et cetera, et cetera. So what's the next step for you guys? Where are you in the process, Dave?
So it's been introduced in the Senate, and I think that probably the next step is for there to be a House version. And, you know, hopefully it'll work its way through the committees of jurisdiction in both chambers and find a vehicle. I mean, look, I mean, it's pretty obvious that the China problem is not going to go away anytime soon. And so, I think there is a pretty good expectation that we're going to have, you know, some type of package that's either designed to counter a legislative package in the Congress designed to further counter either China or Russia, right? And the Prove It Act, I think, could be a good addition to that. Because again, it's focused on protecting U.S. commercial interests. And so in doing so, you know, it compares U.S. production versus Russian and Chinese production, for example. And, you know, just to remind folks, and a lot of people don't understand this or appreciate it because the environmentalists never talk about it and Democrats never talk about it. But look, and I think for Republicans, and producers out there, I mean, we know that, look, America is one of the cleanest economies in the world, period. U.S. manufactured products are 40% more carbon efficient than the world average. In China, production requires at least 3 times more carbon.
Yep.
In Russia, the number is more than 4 times, right? We all know this.
Pakistan, the Middle East.
Yeah, India is worse than China, right? And again, fossil fuels, I want to, our producers should be very, very proud of the standards that they maintain, right?
You bet.
Because again, U.S. fossil fuels are so much cleaner than Russian, than Chinese, and whether it's natural gas or crude or coal, period. So I think, you know, my question is, I mean, putting aside Prove It, but my question is, why don't we monetize our environmental performance, right? Why don't we create a trade system that allows us to reward our industry for its performance and place a penalty on countries that don't do as well?
Clearly we will if we can get the DJT back in there, or at least somebody with some common sense and some sense of entrepreneurial mindset as far as our interests go. David Banks, it's a pleasure. Keep up the great work, and as this thing progresses, let's stay in touch and we'll talk again.
That sounds terrific. Thank you, Kevin, and you guys have a great weekend.
You bet. You as well. George David Banks there, working on this project, the Prove It Act. Amazing stuff. Thank you, sir. Yeah, I don't know, what we have to do to shut this stuff, to actually just get some reasonable conversation. Just reasonable. You can't do it. You can't shut it off overnight. But yet, there was his pen, and he did it. All right, we're just about out of here. I want to catch up on some texts here quick. Thanks for all the texts. Thanks for all the kind words. Love filling in for Scotty. Like that you like what we're doing. Like that you're a good hang, I'll tell you that. More on the debate. Dinesh D'Souza, Mike Lindell have all disappeared from the media. They have info regarding the 2020 election. It continues to be squelched. Why is that? I don't know. They're trying to get, there's a lot of wins going on. I would say go to frankspeech.com and read up on all of it. That's where you stay up to speed there. Fox News, not a fan. All the evidence you need just played out on the debate the other night with those two dummies running the show. That was just not good. Questions about UFOs and Oliver Anthony. Come on, there's a lot more bigger fish to fry, as my pops used to say. You asked about why the political activists think they and talk the way that they do. The extremes are reactionary and only act on feelings. If you can't accept that, they result to shouting over you, personal attacks, and insults. The logical ones all reside in the middle and keep a level head. Absolutely true. Another text. Can you... this came in when... I should have checked this. But we will ask him. Can you ask Brent, is there an update on the Solarian project, I think it's called, the refinery that was supposed to go in around Trenton? I will make a note of that. And flag the text so we can respond to that. Let's see here. If the Dems want to use taxes and policies to change the climate, isn't that considered man-made climate change? Yeah. I just find it quite interesting that you're going to tax, charge me a bunch more taxes and somehow convince me that you can change the weather. Okay, good luck with that. God blessed us with fossil fuels to use the same way he gave us plants and critters to eat. Amen to that. I my biggest argument in all of that is what he addressed at the very end of it. As we wrap it up, is China, India, Pakistan, all of the Middle East, most of the third world, are they paying any attention? Are they going to quit driving all the mopeds? And they're actually building coal plants and some of the worst offenders, but they could care less. They're just going through their day. All right, you have a great weekend. Scotty's back on Monday. Kevin Flynn out of here, and have a blessed weekend. We'll talk Monday.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Did you know there's another way to manage your farm's risk and protect your equity with Margin Protection? Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. Margin Protection provides coverage against an unexpected decrease in operating margin. In other words, we can put a policy in place to protect your farm from changing input costs and crop prices. Join us at Irie Insurance for our upcoming Margin Protection meetings, August 29th at 8:30 a.m. in Devil's Lake, at 4 p.m. in Hope, and August 30th at 8 a.m. in Hillsboro. For more information, visit our website at irieins.com. Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.